Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, speaking of great dudes, let's go out to the Around Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest
line. Yeah!
Truly steps beyond convenient, and they will find Goran Dragic, the man of the night yesterday. He put on a hell of a show for not only the Heat fans, but his own people from Slovenia. That was crazy. Goran, that was crazy yesterday, man. I couldn't believe all the people there. Did you have an idea that was coming your way, that all those people were coming from your country?
I did a little bit through the media because, back in Slovenia, all the Slovenian journalists, they were writing that probably going to be around 1,500 to 2,000 people. So I was kind of preparing myself, and, I play a lot of times in front of our fans, so I know how great they are.
Was it an extra nice surprise for you because you ended your international play winning the European Championship? So, like, did it bring you back that you got another moment like that with all these people caring about seeing you and Luka do so well?
Yeah, definitely. Brings memories back. It felt like the finalists in EuroBasket, and it was a huge honor, to be out there with those guys, with Luka, and it was one of the special moments in my career.
What's this year been like for you, Goran, coming back from the injury? Because you yesterday, you put it into another gear. Like, you always play hard. We've seen you leave teeth on the floor. you're no stranger to putting your body on the line. But
yeah,
it feels like for the first time this year, like you were gonna like throw everything, literally your whole body on the hardwood. Where did that come from last night?
You want to do good. And, especially when you see so many fans travel from Slovenia. And, this year was a really tough year for me. First time in my career to dealing with this kind of injury, knee surgery. And I'm still looking to get back stronger. Some days the leg feels great, some days not. So it's just a long process, but I'm feeling that every day I'm closer and closer to feel back normal. So,
Goran, that's one of the questions I had, because it seems, in the last couple of games, you've gotten pretty close to your normal self, where you can be more aggressive and not take those jump shots you were talking about earlier, and you were very aggressive yesterday. So is that a thing about, well, I'm getting closer to being 100%, so I can go ahead and just go all out?
Yeah, definitely. If I feel good, and then you're not thinking about the leg or how it's going to react, you just play. And yesterday I feel amazing. My body felt great, and I put a lot of pressure in defense, tried to get inside the paint, and as soon as you get when you get inside, then you can make plays. And, my guys, especially big guys, Bam and Hassan, they did an amazing job setting the screens. And from there, they roll. The guys get to the open spaces so we can, make plays.
Goran, you traded jerseys with Luka after the game. Was that something you were planning on doing, or was that spur of the moment? And did you kind of beat Dwayne Wade to the punch there? Because it seemed like you kind of wanted...
It was a little awkward moment because D-Wade... We were laughing and joke around. I said, my bad, D-Wade. He said, no, enjoy your moment. So I really appreciate that from him. And, we didn't plan it. We didn't plan to do it. After the game, me and Luka talked, and we said, you want to exchange jerseys? And, we both say yes. So it was just a random thing, so.
What was the feedback like after it all goes down? You guys have the great showdown between you guys and you and the Heat. You guys are fighting for a playoff spot. What was the reaction like for you seeing all of this kind of blossom on social media, seeing all those people waiting for you? Security couldn't get them out. They wanted to see they wanted to see their guys. I mean, that's got to blow your mind, man.
Yeah, but that's normal in our country. You know, after every game, they stay for half an hour, and you know, they just having fun. They're cheering players. After every game, all the players come out on the floor and say hi. So, you know, it didn't surprise me, but it was an awesome feeling. You know, just to be there, be part of that, and to enjoy this moment.
What was the chant you were doing with them?
We had a chant. It's really popular back home. We said, "Who is not jumping is not Slovenian." And then everybody started jumping. So this is kind of all the fans doing that back home. So.
Oh man, it was just an awesome atmosphere. So go on. What as far as you guys as a team, the win yesterday was very crucial because you guys had the rough one against Orlando.
Yeah.
You had to know the importance of getting that one yesterday. What do you guys feel about this last stretch? You guys got about 8 games left. It's such a bunched up Eastern Conference right there at the bottom. I guess the mentality of the team with the stretch run going.
I mean, you know, our mentality is to win every game. It's been like that for the last month. You know, we know that every game counts if you want to make the playoffs. We dropped one against Orlando. That was a really tough game for us. But we're happy with performance, you know, last night that we both bounced back. You know, now we're going away for 2 games against New York and Boston. And we know it's going to be hard games. But we feel like we're ready. You know, we have some guys out. But we know that the next guy is going to step in. And, we just need to play team basketball, good defense and team basketball.
Can you talk a little bit about, like, the mental toughness this team has had to have? Because you guys have had a lot of different roles, a lot of different injuries. You guys have had to kind of go in and out of starting lineups. That's got to be really challenging, I mean, from everybody on the roster to be on a different level of awareness night in and night out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have some players who were starting the games and then they didn't play for a few games. They were not even in rotation. Some players are hurt, didn't play a lot of times. And, coaches, they're doing an amazing job. Just, you know, go with the flow and talk to those guys, you know, to be patient, to be ready. And, you can see we are maturing as a team. For us, everybody needs to contribute, and we did that in the last month and a half. So we're still trying to get to another level so we will be ready for playoffs.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So when you lay out, you are chasing that ball down in the same span of the night. Duncan Robinson, who we're big fans of, we love Strokinson. And he's known for his shooting. We've seen the numbers in Sioux Falls. He strokes it, man. Like he's had his night. He couldn't buy a bucket. All these wide open threes, nothing's going in. Like when he finally breaks through and he gets that one and gets you guys tied up. What was the whole team's mindset as that's going down? Because you have to think, man. If I am going to lay out like that and I'm gonna dive on the hardwood, that next basket's got to go in. You don't want it to be for nothing.
Those plays are like momentum plays. Yeah, you know, I turned the ball over, and I said, okay, I need to get back. Don't be frustrated. Try to get that ball back. Then I kind of saved that ball, and you know, Duncan, he made that shot. You know, he's a great shooter. He's one of the best shooters. He was one of the best shooters in the gym. Unfortunately, he didn't make a lot of shots last night. But, you know, we have such a great team. Everybody was encouraged. He made, you know, shoot the next one, shoot the next one. You're going to make it. And, you know, when we need the most important, when we need a basket, he came huge for us.
Do you ever have those moments like when you can't buy a bucket, everything kind of feels right? Do you start like pressing, or do you always feel like the next one's going to go in?
It depends on the game. You know, sometimes you feel like off, and then you try to play a different game. Maybe you're not so aggressive in offense. You try to help with the team with your leadership or defense or, you know, just communicating with other guys. But, yeah, of course I had those games. I think so before this game, I was struggling the last 2 games. I was 0-9 and 3-9. So, you know, that's part of the game. and you know you get different looks in each game. So you just need to stay with it, and every time when you shoot it, you know, okay, this is it. This is gonna go in.
One more before we get you out of here. So after the game, you do the chants with everybody. What do you do after the game? Like, do you go to Prime 112 and all of Slovenia follows you? Like, what goes down afterwards? Like, are they trying to stalk you the entire night?
You know what? I did. I don't know if you guys had somebody there, but I was in Prime. I was with my, you know, family. But, you know, I just came out after the game, you know, thank them for their support. And, you know, tell them I had a good time. But this was kind of a, you know, I didn't tell them where I'm going to go. So.
Well,
so
go on.
I put a hat on and, you know, I kind of sneak in. So.
Well, it was an awesome moment, man. Congratulations to you. Much success the rest of the season, man. And that's really cool that you and Luka got to have that moment in front of all those people from Slovenia.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Gore.
That's Goran Dragic. Always enjoy talking to him. Man, I just figured, like, it's like, all right, Goran, where's the party at after this?
No, my favorite part of that is, says, what was the chant? If you're not jumping, you're not Slovenian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.